Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
He should not have two teams of lawyers here today. He should not even be here today because he did nothing wrong. It is the epitome of a witch hunt. I just left where a judge asked us whether our cash bond, sitting in. Ms. James wanted to argue and say that our cash somehow isn't green enough. We wasted time. The judge made a comment saying he thought that money market accounts could go down under the amount. He doesn't even understand basic principles of finance. But this was the man that decided that we owed money and my client committed fraud. We are going to attack every single one. 1 hour, the attorney general and that judge realized quickly that they had no idea what they were talking about. We came to an agreement that everything would be the same. We would modify terms, and that was it. This is where your taxpayer dollars are going, America. Right here. Witch hunt after witch hunt. President Trump's company was worth more in that case than it is now. And now what? We're here because of something that happened when he was in the White House that wasn't even wrong. It was not wrong. You hire lawyers to solve problems, lawyers solve those problems, you pay them. That's it. This is a joke. It's an affront to the American Constitution. It's an affront to our judicial system. And it's an affront to every lawyer that cares about their license, that cares about what is right and wrong. I am sick of coming in front of the press and saying this, but you have to because you people need to understand what is going on. God forbid you put an accounting thing in for legal counsel. It's legal counsel. And now our taxpayer dollars, my time, our attorney's fees, are all here because they're afraid of 2024. And you know what? They should be, because the American people are not stupid. They see what's going on. Thank you.
Are you following the Trump cases? I haven't been. I'll be honest with you. We are not keeping up with them the way that, you know, like Nancy Grace, for example. I'm just following along and from time to time catching up. That was Trump's attorney, Alina Hababa, explaining that Letitia James tried to get Trump's, what do they call that fee? His bond. A cash bond. She tried to say that a cash bond was not eligible because Trump put that money in an underwriter or an insurance company. And she says there's nothing to make sure that money stays where it is. And they put the money in a money market so that it would earn, you know, some Joe Biden, Bidenflation. And it's a relatively safe bet right now with inflation at, you know, with the interest rate at 7%. So let's say at a money market, the thing's earning 3%. Trump's saying, that's going to be my money. So that money's sitting in a money market, and she's fighting to upend the bond because she wants to confiscate his properties. This is where we are in this country, folks, part of the witch hunt. Alina Hababa, I met her when I was in Mar-a-Lago a couple years ago, and she's such a down-to-earth lady. But boy, when she gets in court, she is, when she's doing those press conferences, very different personality. I met her. She was all smiles. Very beautiful lady, too, by the way. Lucky guy to have her. Maybe. Maybe she's full of fire. But boy, I tell you what, I'd love to have her on my team as an attorney. And what she's saying is they had to have two teams of attorneys there to push back against the government. They are intentionally trying to bankrupt Donald Trump. I want you to think about this. These are $1,000 an hour plus attorneys, and there are boatloads of them going in there. So she says, we spent an hour educating this judge on how money works. He had no idea how financing works. And at the end of it, Letitia James loses, as she should have, because it never should have been brought in the first place. Kevin Jackson is here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is such a monumental waste of time. And by the way, today we will debunk many of the things that are going on with Donald Trump. And here's what I'm going to tell you about the cases. If you're following the cases against Donald Trump, you're going to learn something very simple. They've all been brought for political purposes. That's it in a nutshell. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, you know, we kind of understand that, but we don't. That's all you need to know. They're political purposes. Think about it. Using the case of Letitia James, she says Trump overvalued his property. How do you overvalue a property? A property is worth what you sell it for. There's no plaintiff in this case except the Attorney General of New York, who, by the way, is conspiring to take his property. If Trump were a black man, this woman would be run out on a rail. I'm just being honest with you. This is so obviously wrong that that's why these cases are bolstering Trump. We're going to get more into this Jack Smith case here a little bit later, because they found the redacted documents as they relate to the archives, the National Archives. And again, we see coordination in the case of Alvin Bragg, who's suing Donald Trump over Stormy Daniels, who, by the way, still owes Donald Trump $300,000 in the case that he litigated against her. But that doesn't matter to Alvin Bragg. Stormy Daniels has filed an affidavit that says, I never slept with Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't matter to Alvin Bragg. And then we find out that Alvin Bragg's team is loaded with pro-Biden attorneys and litigators that, again, are what? Trying to get Donald Trump. That's what this is. Tie him up. Don't let him campaign. And let me tell you, it is backfiring so badly. You would think they would abandon it. It's backfired so badly. But what it also shows you is how crooked this system is. And I'm going to tell you, I've been watching enough court shows to where I can tell you, I don't believe that we have a fair justice system at the lowest level. You know, at the level where, you know, you get a traffic case, or you go to, you know, what do they call it? Judge Judy's court, things like that. You can probably get a fair hearing, probably. But I'm going to tell you, don't think for one second that they aren't looking at, well, is the plaintiff white? Is the defendant black? Is the perp whatever? They're looking at all of these things when they should be looking at justice. This colorblind society that we supposedly had built pre-Barack Obama is now gone. It is such an amazing thing to watch. So we're going to get into these Trump deals, because I'm telling you, this is not going to go well for the Democrats. The more information that comes out, and this has been over the last few days, the more information that comes out, the worse it gets. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, nothing surprises me. There'll be more information that says Donald Trump is innocent, and I'll go, I'm not surprised. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually, or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Americans understand the witch hunts happening against Donald Trump. I think most Americans are starting to wake up to this. They're starting to say, I don't think this guy's as guilty as they say he is. That's just my opinion. My opinion would be the opinion of Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Yes, folks, I am in that pseudo Barry White phase of my healing. So the voice gets a little bit deeper and more resonant and things like that. And I hope you're enjoying it. There's a cough in intermittent in between, but yeah. Anyway, if you think people can apply those Trump, what they see is going on with Trump, and say these are the things that are happening to us as citizens of America, what do you think? Do you think that they can extrapolate that and say, you know, I can see the parallels now? I've argued that black men certainly see it because they see this system of justice that's just weighted against us. And I will tell you, many of us conservatives, we have to now take a look at this differently and ask ourselves, was the complaint of black men and black people in general, legit, when you look at how the system of justice works, when you watch how it's played out, look at what Letitia James and Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith, but let's just look at Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, and Fonnie Willis, three black folks, all going after Donald Trump. Why? Because he's a rich, white, Republican man. Now, I want you to replace that with three white people who say we're going after Samuel L. Jackson. You know, and not that he's the equivalent of Trump in terms of a politician, but going after somebody that, you know, Barack Obama. Let's do that. Going after Barack Obama. Three white, you know, AGs and whatevers going after Barack Obama. What do you think the media, how would they depict that? Would they depict it as a witch hunt? Would they depict it as a lynching? You already know the answer. Look at all the things that are happening in this country right now and ask yourself, is this by accident or is this coordinated? I want you to, by the way, I'm going to talk about the border. This Arizona rancher that killed some cartel member that came on his property or whatever, his case is, it didn't get tossed, but it got, you know, like, well, I don't know the legal term, but they, you know, it's at a stalemate. Whatever that term is, I'll think of it later on. Maybe my producers will come up with it. But the point is, there's some sanity returning. As much as I can give you bad news, I can give you good news that tells you sanity is returning. We talked in the first segment. Letitia James, Donald Trump posts a $175 million cash bond, and she said, that's not good enough. That cash is not good. That cash could go down. And so she's arguing that the money that was put in a money market might go down and drop below the threshold. Now, this is a completely made up fictitious case. He's put $175 million to back up a case that has no plaintiff. And she's still going after him. She's still saying, I won't be done until I put him out of business, till I confiscate his property, till I make him bankrupt, till I show America that if you go against the grain with anything that we do, we will destroy you. That's what you're witnessing. And there are people speaking out, the Kevin O'Leary's of the world going, are you kidding? This is the way business is done. Donald Trump hasn't done anything different than anybody else. He's done nothing illegal. He's not even done anything immoral. Let me ask you, when you interview for a job, if the guy goes, well, we pay $15 an hour, and you go, well, I won't work for $15 an hour, I work for $17, and he goes, okay, I'll hire you. But then somebody else is willing to work for $15, did the guy that worked for $15 get slighted? No, the guy that worked for $15 just didn't negotiate well. When I sold my last house, I'm going to tell you, it probably ended up being a little bit of a mistake, but I wanted to get $500,000 for that house. We had put in the effort. It was worth it. And the people came back at $498,495. And I was like, nope. Well, we ended up getting $505. Took me another month or two, so it probably was a wash. But it was done on principle. When I negotiated my deal with Fox, after Roger Ailes and I went, you know, toe-to-toe on the money, they made me an offer, and I rejected it. I was like, no, I won't work for that. And their attorney came back and goes, well, nobody usually does that. I said, I don't care. Then when Roger was fired and Suzanne Scott came on and they gave me the same offer that I ended up taking it with Roger, I wanted a raise. And I said, I'm not taking the same offer that I had last year. And they go, Kevin, we don't give raises to contributors. I said, well, then you're going to start. And they gave me a 31% raise. You get what you ask for. And a negotiation is negotiation. And if somebody says my building's worth $500 million and another person says, well, I think it's worth $350 million. Well, who's right? Who's the appraiser? And how do they know? Oh, well, Kevin, there's comps and all this other stuff. It's all subjective. You don't know what something is worth until you're ready to sell it. And the thing that determines the value of whatever it is you're selling is one word, motivation. Your motivation as a seller, their motivation as a buyer. If you're more motivated to sell than they are to buy, you're not going to get a good deal. If they're more motivated to buy than you are to sell, they're probably not going to get a good deal. But you can get a fair deal when you reach the point where your motivation is at their motivation. That's all you're looking for in a negotiation. And we are spending a lot of time and energy to do this, not because they want Donald Trump's property per se. If Donald Trump were to drop out of this race, Letitia James would drop this lawsuit. It's that simple. This is clear and simply election interference. And the Democrats are never going to stop. I'm going to tell you right now, we can come on here. I can tell you, well, there's a little bit of good news. I'll give you glimmers of hope for the Democrats, but I'm going to tell you what I will never give you. I will never give you a clean bill of health. You can't get rid of that disease. I don't know how you would define it, but you will always carry the disease of leftism when you have it. It's never going to leave you. You will always be petty, jealous. You'll be a lying skank to your rotten core. Now, you may be able to cover it up better. You can get rid of it. You can be reformed, but you're like an alcoholic, you know. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. Once a drug addict, always a drug addict. And you will always forever be fighting it. Doesn't mean you can't become a good human being and do better. But don't think for one second these people are redeemable to the point where you can take your eye off of them. You better sleep with one eye open if you got a leftist in your house. Speaking of leftists, how many people were killed by leftists or the conditions imposed by leftists as you slept last night? A woman was fatally stabbed in L.A. the other day by some crazed, who knows, it could be a jihadist, it could be somebody high on fentanyl or on some sort of hallucinogenic drug that the left purports or whatever, who knows, but she was killed, fatally stabbed, just living normal life. A Christian priest got attacked by a jihadi. Did you see that video? This is in Australia. They don't want to show you that. We'll talk about Australia here in a bit because they want to censor the information coming on X because they don't want you to see what the real world is about and not the one that they created.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Justice Department has reached a nearly $140 million civil settlement with the victims of former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. This resolves claims regarding the FBI's mishandling of the initial investigation into Nassar, who is currently serving prison time for sexually abusing hundreds of athletes under his medical care, including members of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. The DOJ hopes that the settlement, quote, will help give the victims of his crimes some of the critical support they need to continue healing, end quote. Disgraced Republican former Congressman George Santos is suspending his latest bid for Congress. The disgraced former congressman tweeted that he's suspending his bid to represent New York's 1st Congressional District because if he runs, he says, he'll split the Republican ticket and hand the election over to the Democratic candidate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So here's the breaking news. And the former federal prosecutor, Cherkasky, and I were just talking about this. And he said this was not going to hold up. He said Trump's going to be fine. So the court has just ruled that the bond, that $175 million bond that Trump put up, will stand despite the fight that the woman on the right, Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, was trying to slide in. And what did Cherkasky call it? He called it, she was trying to play a legal technicality, saying that the insurance company that Trump was using wasn't going to have the resources to back up that bond should he fail an appeal. Well, the court says the bond can stay. $175 million needs to be in cash, not mutual funds or securities where value can fluctuate. Knight Insurance cannot trade or move the money, but they will have control of the account and will provide a monthly financial statement to the attorney general showing $175 million.
I live for the day when Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Fonnie Willis, pardon me, the lot of them, are sued or run out of office. These are the most corrupt people on the planet. They should have no power whatsoever. Speaking of Alvin Bragg, here's a clip about Alvin Bragg that was from Outnumbered, also with Harris Faulkner.
Who was leading the opening statement today against the president?
Matthew Colangelo, who used to be the number three under Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice. He left that cushy job at the Department of Justice to go be a line prosecutor in a city office. That shows how coordinated this is. It's not just him. In fact, there was a law firm here in New York City that's known as a Democrat law firm that handed over a few of its attorneys to help bring charges against Donald Trump. This is part of a widespread and coordinated effort. I think everyone kind of knows it.
Have you watched enough spy thrillers to know that the government, if it decides it wants to go after you, will go after you with a vengeance, will go after you hard? I was naive. I used to think that the government was it's going to do the right thing or go. It only gets the bad guys. Isn't that what you probably had some misconception that the government only goes after bad people? Because we say all the time, look, I don't mind if they listen in on me a little bit or whatever, as long as they get the bad guys. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a bank robber. I'm not this. I'm not that. It doesn't matter. If the government needs you to get to somebody else, they'll do it. Think about everybody. Don't even go 6 degrees of separation. Go 3 degrees of separation and ask yourself, would you be exonerated if they wanted to tie you to Donald Trump or tie you to some nefarious person? How many degrees of separation do they need to go? If they needed to tie me to Donald Trump, they could go 1 degree of separation. I know the man. I've met the man. And if they want to tie you to Donald Trump, many of you who know me, you're 2 degrees of separation. You get what I'm saying? It isn't like you got to go, man, I wonder, come on, Kevin. I mean, I don't know anybody. How do you know who you know? You ever met a mafioso? I was in Mexico one time, this was years ago, with a buddy of mine. His name is Steve. He played guitar for John Denver. He's a virtuoso guitarist, just beautiful guitar player. And we were in Mexico, and I'm telling you, I swear there was a mafioso there. He was with his trophy wife and his bodyguard. This bodyguard was one of the biggest men I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, you're on a little island. You strike up a conversation here and there. For all I know, I mean, this dude looked like he put out some contracts on people. But you get what I'm saying? You don't know who you know. You don't know when somebody's going to come into your office and say, Kevin, do you know so-and-so? Yeah, I know him. Well, unless you tell us what it takes to get to them, we're going to get to you. I've seen too many shows like that. And it isn't Hollywood making it up. It's the way they do it. And there's a part of me that says, I understand why you want to leverage people, but I don't understand why you will leverage good quality, hardworking individuals because it's for the greater good. What could be for the greater good to destroy somebody's life? Now, that being said, that is the decision that people have to make all the time. And sometimes good people would get caught in that fray. And it takes leadership to say, I realize it's kind of like I watched that scene from when Russell Crowe is the ship captain, and they're going after the French ship, the warship that's targeting them, and the seas, you know, are boiling, and a mast falls off the ship, and one of the favorite crewmen is on that mast in the ocean, and they have to make the decision to cut the rope. They know when they make the decision to cut the rope, he's dead. But it's either the ship and everybody or them. So I do understand there are sacrifices that have to be made from time to time, and they are tough decisions. And I'll be honest with you, I can make those decisions. But those decisions have to be really well balanced. And what we've got right now in this world is a situation where the people just willy-nilly go, well, it isn't even for the greater good. Let's face it, for the greater good would mean electing Trump at all cost. Am I right? Can I get an amen? Electing Trump at all cost. And I want to go back to this, sacrificing. There are times in your life, I mean, I want to be very clear with people that don't listen to me and say, Kevin, I can't believe you just said that you could make a decision to, you know, burn somebody innocent over whatever. What I told you is I know how to weigh a decision to the point where, yes, perhaps somebody innocent, it's like sending somebody to war. There are a lot of innocent people that died in war, but sometimes you got to send them to war. But here's what Kevin Jackson will tell you. If you're going to go to war on my behalf, it's a war worth fighting. That's the difference. And so, yes, there are sacrifices that have to be made. But where we are now is we're making sacrifices for the wrong reasons. Joe Biden's a criminal. His family's a criminal enterprise. It is costing American taxpayers billions of dollars for the left to cover this up. Climate change is a farce. The invasion from Mexico and Central America and all these other countries is a Democrat ruse for voters. I could go on. These are not things for the greater good. And there's nobody who's going to convince me of that. We need a Donald Trump. And because people know we need him, the left knows it, and they're afraid of it. They're absolutely fearful of Donald Trump because they know exactly what's going to happen. He is going to change politics again in ways that they never imagined. They never thought they were going to have to deal with Donald Trump. This pre-indictment investigative activities thing that's been hitting the internet over the past few days talks about NARA. And here's, I'm going to read this thing. It says, almost as soon as President Trump left office, NARA started to work with the White House officials' records management on exaggerated claims related to records handling under the PRA. It gives the date, and it says less than 5 months after the end of President Trump's terms, NARA General Counsel Gary Stern sent an internal email attaching a draft letter to President Trump's PRA representatives, and he noted that they had several conversations, raised concerns directly, blah, 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 And Stern's draft conceded that things were very chaotic, as they always are in the course of a one-term transition. And he acknowledged that the transfer of Trump's records is still ongoing and won't be complete for several more months. It's not uncommon, they say, for material collections to extend past the close of any presidential administration, sometimes well after the close. But in early June of 2021, during an ongoing good faith efforts by President Trump's PRA representatives, Ferrero declared, "I am out of patience." And they've proven in these documents that they coordinated with the Joe Biden White House in order to, what do they call it, when they go and back and do, you know, like they went back in time to say Donald Trump violated this act. He hadn't violated anything. He was doing it exactly by the book. Predated, you know what I'm saying? I'm still waiting on y'all to give me that answer to the other thing I forgot earlier. We're having a Joe Biden show today where I'm just forgetting everything. All this information proves these are coordinated efforts. January 6th, coordinated effort to say if Donald Trump declares that he does not believe this election is legit, that's going to give us all that the Democrats, this is what the Democrats are thinking. This will give us all we need to know, all we need to get him. And so I want you to look at these cases. Look at every single one of them. Alvin Bragg has brought a case where a woman, supposedly a prostitute, Donald Trump paid her off. And she is now, she owes Donald Trump $300,000 because he won a civil case against her for, I guess, for slander. And she still owes him money. There's an affidavit that she signed saying she never engaged in any untoward activity with Donald Trump. And yet, this case is in court. Letitia James is suing Donald Trump over what every real estate developer in New York has done. And I could go down the list. Jack Smith suing over something that we just talked about here that was orchestrated by the White House. We got more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The time, folks, is now. Leftism is under fire. And you know what makes me the maddest I've probably been in a long time is the Republicans are squandering it. Welcome, listeners. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I do want you to go visit my website. I'd love for you to start looking at our merch. We have specialty merch that you can only get at our site. It's a showcase of what you feel about our team and the efforts that we have. And I can't express to you more that the time is now. We have less than 200 days in this election cycle remaining. And the Republicans are doing nothing. It is up to us to do it. It is up to us to showcase that. I mean, everywhere I go, no lie, I wear some piece of Trump paraphernalia. I have my Trump MAGA fist hat on. I have my Trump skeleton shirt on. I have my Trump nicknamed tennis shoes. Sometimes I wear multiple stuff. I want people to see it. I want them to have a conversation about it. I want them to see that there are a group of people out there who are unafraid and unapologetic to support Donald Trump. Because it's not Trump we're supporting. It's the idea that we're supporting. Leftism is under fire because of Donald Trump. There's nobody that can deny that. Donald Trump made the left go outside of the bounds of anything they thought they were capable of. They thought, you know what, we can encapsulate this. We can make people believe that we care about them. We'll keep the ruse going. And Donald Trump says, let me tell you something as an insider. They don't care about you. They are taking advantage of you. They see you as a rube, a hapless, helpless rube. They're going to fleece you and they're going to make you think it's all good. And it's all for the greater good. And he did that. And boy, did it upset him to the point where he's under fire. But because he is the type of guy that he is. And I said this before. I said he may be uniquely positioned to do this because Donald Trump is not afraid of lawsuits. He's not afraid of losing his money. The dude's filed bankruptcy multiple times. He's not. It's unapologetic. Many people, it's too much ego. They talk about his ego. Trump said, business didn't work out. Things didn't work out. Okay, we start over. We do a do-over. Let's do it again. Let's do it better. Let's learn from our mistakes. Can you imagine Trump learning from his mistakes and now coming back and doing this a second time? Uniquely positioned. How many people do you think have been through the number of lawsuits that Trump has been through? How many have dealt with big city politics, which quite frankly is just like dealing with the federal government, had to deal with union issues and threats of violence, etc., had to negotiate all these different deals? Don't misunderstand me. I'm not making the guy out to be a messiah, but he was uniquely positioned to do this. God prepared him for this. He was already also in the political mainstream, giving his opinion. Pros and cons. Didn't matter who it was. He wasn't showing favoritism. If it was good, if Reagan was good, he said he was good. If Reagan was bad, he said he was bad. If Bush was good, he said he was good. Bad otherwise. Clinton, same thing. He showed no favoritism. That's the kind of guy you need, a pragmatist. So he wins it against all odds. And what do? They say, boy, he is too close to the inner sanctum. We got to destroy this billionaire ex-president. And that is what they're doing. And in order to cheat him out of his rightful second term, they had to expose themselves. And you know what they did? They exposed themselves and covered it up with J6. That's under fire. How many people do you think really believe that J6 was an insurrection bigger than the Civil War or on par with the Civil War? How many people are finally getting it and going, that doesn't pass the smell test? So Donald Trump says, I'm going to release these prisoners. I'm going to show you exactly what J6 was. As soon as I'm president, I'm going to release these prisoners and I'm going to make you understand that they're the ones who have had their rights curtailed. What I'd like to see is I'd like to see the people go to prison who orchestrated this deal. Wouldn't you? All their dirt is being exposed. Leftism is under fire. It's a campfire burning right now, but soon it's going to be a raging forest fire covering millions of acres of leftist dirt. Because see, what a forest fire does is it has to burn all that dirt off so that the forest can rejuvenate itself. And that's what's having to happen. All the dirt needs to be exposed by the left. And that's why these cases against Trump are falling apart. Mark my words, Donald Trump will be president again. Consider what happens, folks, when Jack Smith, Fonnie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Alicia James cases all fall apart, because that's what's going to happen. And when Donald Trump becomes president again, if I were him, I'd say those cases are dismissed. I've exonerated myself. And then I would turn this government onto those suckers like you wouldn't believe. The judges that are complicit, Engoron and others, I would expose them as frauds. He should be doing it now. He and Elon Musk should get together. You don't even need them both. Just get one of them. Get some private detectives and show the dirt on these people. Things are backfiring against the left, folks. Academia is under fire. Finally, the battle between the supporters of terrorists or the supporters of Israel? Which side would you side with? Look, I don't need to. Okay, supporters of terrorists, supporters of Britain, supporters of terrorists, supporters of the Philippines, supporters of terrorists, supporters of the Mongols. Does it matter? I support anybody that is against terrorism. It has nothing to do with Jews. It has nothing to do with Israel. It has nothing to do with partnerships. Speaking of exposed, Minnesota State Senator Nicole Mitchell was arrested for first-degree burglary days after she publicly advocated for building safer communities. This is one mean-spirited-looking white woman, I'll tell you that. Next thing you know, she'll be suing Trump for something, saying he was the reason that she's burglarizing stuff. There are many, many civil wars being fought in this country right now. The biggest is leftism versus the truth versus conservatism. That's the biggest. But inside of leftism, there are so many battles being fought, they can't even see straight. These people are losing at every turn. They're losing against the unions. They're losing against blacks. They're losing against women. They're losing against young women. They're losing against gun control. They're losing against the border issue. They're losing at all costs. And I go back to this. Why aren't the Republicans, why aren't you seeing commercials bombarding the left and all these different issues? Bidenflation, the price of your gasoline, the price of your fuel, you know, for your homes, the backfire of electric vehicles, and explaining how, oh, what do you think you're plugging this into when you plug your car into a charger and show exactly what happens? Why aren't the Republicans explaining any of this? Well, this is the only time they get to do this. This is the best time to show that Joe Biden is an abject idiot that can't even run his own household, for that matter. The Democratic Party is a party of nothing but bandits and thieves, and I don't see any propaganda, any type of pushback on behalf of the Republican Party pushing back against these Democrats. The corruption of Joe Biden and his government, the DOJ, exposing all of it. Where are the reports on Fauci and the VAERS reports and all the people who are dying? What about all the crime reports that could be coming out every single day? Hey, Republicans, is this thing on? I'm so sick of these people acting like, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this. James Comer, where are you? Jim Jordan, where are you? So this is what I'm telling you, people. If you're relying on those putzes, what they do is they get you right up to the edge where you're like, ooh, something about to happen up in here, John Durham. I can feel it. It'll come before the election. It'll come before the new year. And you know what happens? Absolutely nothing. James Comer has suspicious activity reports, banking records, tax records, sworn testimony of multiple people. He's got connections, he's got LLCs, etc., and we got bupkis. What's going on? I want to know. I want to know what my tax dollars are being spent on. And oh, by the way, thank you, new Speaker of the House, for letting $61 billion go to Ukraine. Where's the outrage over that? Oh, I know, Matt Gaetz and a couple of others are squeaky wheels. These are guys that the Republicans are happy exist. They're the equivalent of AOC. They're like, let them say what they want to say, act like there are people in there fighting for us. But at the end of the day, you know what we're getting? Leftist policies. Wars and more wars. Funding of wars. Funding of terrorists. Funding of terrorists against our own people. Funding of inside DOJ against our own people. We think we're represented. We are not represented. The Republicans don't represent us, and the Democrats certainly don't.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.